All right. Well, I actually deliberately came to share this, okay? Because I want us to have this concept at the back of our minds when we put out the prayer schedule for the fast and the way and manner in which the prayers are going to be offered up. All right. The prayer schedule there, right, for the fast. And what we're going to follow here, because we don't just want to generate, right, just generic prayer points. I don't just want that. Okay? And we just have every day, we're just praying something new. Okay? And then at the end of the fast, nobody knows what they really, what happened. Right? So I want to make it a theme. And I want to show how this is done. And there's the way it's recorded in Scripture. Every fast that was conducted in Scripture had a purpose, which means that the people entered into the fast because of a signal that they got from heaven. In other words, heaven signaled something. For Elijah, he said, I can hear the sound of the abundance of rain. You can go and eat Ahab and drink. And he went into that posture and entered into a fast to give birth to the sound that he was hearing there. In other words, that the rain begins to come out of the clouds that have been gathering. We also have Daniel, who said, I understood by books that the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet. So there was a prophetic word he saw and understood, and said, the time of the fulfillment of this prophetic word has now come. So he set himself by prayer and through prayer and fasting with supplication for the fulfillment of that particular prophecy, right, in the nation of Israel. And after he finished the intercession and completed it, there was angelic visitation that came. And during a fast, there is heightened angelic activity in the lives of people when you are on a fast. Heightened angelic activity there. I remember somebody in this church, I think 3 years ago during our fast, right? I mean, the child was just about 3 years old and tapped the mother. They came for the prayer meeting and said, Mommy, can you see that angel? Can't you see that angel? Look at that angel. Look at that angel. And she said, what are you talking about? I said, can't you see the angel? Right? So there's heightened, all right, angelic activity. We'll see this. And what this kind of activity will mean during the fast, what is going on, and how you should respond. Because you ought to be very sensitive during a fast. Very sensitive. All right, heaven is passing a lot of information across to you. Or let us put it this way. Heaven is always passing a lot of information to you. But you are in a posture now where you can receive those signals. In other words, when the church there fasted, and the Bible says as they fasted, the prophets and the teachers and ministered unto the Lord, God said, separate Paul and Barnabas unto the work whereunto I call them. Will there have been a separation there? All right. What did the fast do? The fast put them into a place where they were sensitive enough to hear and to receive what God intended to do. Had they not fasted, will they have heard? I doubt it. All right? So you might miss out on visitations if you don't listen deep to hear what God is saying. And so I want to listen deep for the new year. In other words, to be able to pick up during that time all of the necessary information, or at least set your mind and your life on tangent with what the Holy Ghost wants to do, so that you maintain that posture throughout the entire year and the blessings come in there. Now, the structure of the prayer is going to be the same structure that Jesus told us about structure there in prayer. He said, they asked him, how do we pray? And structured it this way. Thy kingdom come, one, thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. That's 2 points there. The third, give us this day our daily bread. The fourth, forgive us as we forgive, dealing with relationships. The third, give us our daily bread, dealing with our sustenance on the earth, looking to him to meet us, all right, in place of material sustenance. number five, are not praying, all right, for material sustenance in the sense of looking to God as your source for that, all right, many a time we didn't do that in the past, and it's important that we do that, right? And then God is able to work through the labors of our hands to get that done. Then number five, he said, lead us not, which means guidance becomes the fifth point. And then the sixth, deliver us from evil, protection and deliverance from evil. Now, so the first one deals with thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And I explained it. We'll put out the third, we can write that by ourselves and give everybody, give us this day our daily bread and give the scriptures for that. Forgive us as we forgive, scriptures for relationships, all right? Then the fifth one there, lead us not, guidance, ordering our steps aright, we give that. Deliver us from evil, we give that. But the kingdom come, right, into your life, thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. I want to share about this. Now, in 2 Peter here, chapter 1, Peter says in verse 16 here, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we are eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And then it says, and this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. We have also a sure more word, or a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed as unto a light, which means pay attention to this more sure word of prophecy. As a man who is in darkness will pay attention to the only source of light, which might be a little lamp there, he will be focused on it. He will monitor what is going on because he knows that's his only source of illumination there. His consciousness is zeroed on that little lamp. So also it says, take heed, all right, so this light, focus on this light. Simple instructions we need to keep. It tells us, as a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star rises in your heart. So it tells us that take heed unto this light until you have an experience. What is that light? A more sure word of prophecy. God's word to you, all right, for the particular situation. So we are saying that God has his word, all right, that he wants and desires to give you, if you don't yet have that, right, that he wants to fulfill the event of that particular word in 2018, which means that this is the word I want you to take heed unto as a light that is shining in the dark place all around. And then you go through the process through which the day dawns, and that means the day star rises in your heart. Which means you stay with that word until the day dawns. I want to talk about, you know, entering into a fast to pray forth the word that God has given to you so that the day dawns in your life. So that, as the scripture says, joy comes in the morning. So you live the entire year under broad daylight, spiritually speaking. If you go out and the day begins to dawn, activities begin to rise, all right, in a city. In other words, as night sets in, activities of men go on the decline. And then as the morning comes, we now have people, all right, moving around because they can see. In other words, before we can have activity on the outside, it says you've got to do it when the day has dawned, when there is morning, when there is bright light. Jesus told his disciples, have I not said unto you that walk while it's day, for the night cometh when no man can walk? And he said, are there not 12 hours during the day? That is the time, space you have to carry out activities with ease and make a huge impact. So we are talking about the dawning of that day upon your life, right? Which means, what do I do to get that day? It says, When the day dawns, the day star rises inside your heart. So what will change your experience is not anything on the outside, is the day star rising in your heart. If we only focus on this for a while, we'll get into great experiences in our lives that will last, all right, throughout the whole of time into eternity. That we're not looking on the outside. We're not distracted by things on the outside. I mean, it tells us in the book of Luke chapter 17 and verse 22, I believe. It talks about the kingdom of God that is within you. That is, the day star rises in your heart. Neither say they. Go from 20, all right, look from verse 20, right? Luke 17, 20. And it was demanded of the Pharisees, saying, when will the kingdom of God come? And he answered and said unto them, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. It's not something on the outside. And then he went on and said, neither say they, lo here, lo there, for behold, see this, the kingdom of God is within you. In other words, the day star will rise inside your heart. The real process that Christians need, right, in order to be able to enter into kingdom authority and government, is not by running around saying, Lord here, Lord there, if I go here, or I go there, is that they understand how the kingdom of God that is inside them, right, the day star rises in their heart and the day dawns in their life from that kingdom. And God's word, all right, is the seed of that particular kingdom, the beginning of the kingdom, right, the first step there, first manifestation of God's kingdom there. And it's as that seed that enters and brings light, and the light grows until the day dawns. Once the day dawns in your life and the day star rises, then activities will start on the outside. Your life there will move from a season where it looked like you are asleep to a season where there is so much that is going on. People from a distance will observe your life and know something has changed. That, listen, this man has entered, as they say, into his kingdom. He has entered into something. And this is what I want to talk about. And a fast is supposed to cause that to happen. If you look at Isaiah 58, he said, is not this the fast that I've chosen? And he said, this is the resultant effect. He said, your darkness shall be as noonday. All right, he went on. Now go to verse 8. And he talked about the fast. To deal thy bread to the hungry. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning. So that's the purpose of a fast. It says, thy health shall spring up speedily. All right, thy righteousness shall go before thee. Verse 9. All right, and he talked about thou shalt come. And that put away, verse 10. And then he went on and says, draw thy soul. It says, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and your darkness shall be at noonday. So the fast is the way in which, the biblical way, in which that small sure word of prophecy, that little light now becomes noonday within your life, and the day dawns on the inside of you there. So it's about this, the dawning, all right, of the new day there. So we take the word of God, and now I will give that for the church, but then you have to have your own word, what God has shown you in the scriptures that you want to pray into the earth there. Which means that this is the what we call the prophetic word, the word that speaks about. Prophetic word means the word that tells about your future, a personal word that tells you what is coming next into your life. And that you want to take that and breath that, right? That we are not distracted by, you know, little things here and there. That's why Jesus said, make this the focus. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. Then we can talk about, give us this day our daily bread, sustain us. But what we're talking about is the birth of the kingdom. What we're talking about is kingdom government. You know, I was speaking to a member of this church whom I've known from school, from way back in from 1990. And we flew together. We were going to America, all right, last Sunday. And He started telling me a story because I said he wanted to see me. I didn't see him until he came back to church for years. And I was listening to his story and was sharing his testimony with me. And I'll get to it. Why, you know, I listen to things. So you have to listen to hear what God is saying. And I'll show this. Because when you start praying, angels begin to come into your environment. And angels are trying to communicate something to you. We'll see this with Daniel. Daniel got that more sure word of prophecy, what God was going to do in Daniel chapter 9, where God came to him and said, he said, I understood by books what was coming next. He said, and I set myself with prayer and supplication, fasting with supplications there. He said, I set my face. Put verse 2 first. It says in verse 2, in the first year of the reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet that he will accomplish 70 years in desolation. So he understood what was coming next. And then verse 3, he said, and I set my face to the Lord to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting. In other words, for what God had shown him now to come to pass. And what happened was the angel came through and said, you know, he told him, he said, look, I've come to give you skill and understanding on how this particular thing will come to pass. Now, this gentleman was sharing with me how he and his friend, his prayer partner, and he just confirmed, and two people I met, confirmed this self thing. He said, all we were praying back then when we were abroad, what next? God, next agenda in our life. Next agenda. Next agenda. He said, we prayed it and prayed it, said we left it. And he's a professional, right? I don't know what people to know, but he's a professional, which means he has birth. And what was birth in their life, he told me this. He said, and the way they got it was pure angelic activity. But to cut long story short, he said, their company hit the largest oil deposit in the world known last year. And he wasn't an oil guy, he was a professional in something else. But he said this, his friend went out first, got into the business, and then started reminding him, this is what we are praying. This is what we are praying. He said he wasn't leaving his job. He said, this is what we are praying. This is what we are praying. Come over. This is about to start. This is what we are praying. This is what we are. He said, he's not leaving his job. He said, this is what we are praying. He said, until all I told him was that he should just pay me a cut from any business deal they do. He said, the guy was so committed to getting me in, he formed the board, and the board gave me an offer and told me, we will not pay you anything that is due you unless you come on board. He said, that's the only way I resigned. He said, but that is, now I'm just trying to show you something, that you can even birth something and miss it.
Yes, yes.
I want to show you here. Because the Bible tells us that when you sow a grain, the body is not like the grain. It doesn't look like it. When the word begins, the day dawns. And I want to show this. I'm getting to you. That's why he says, seek. He says, ask and keep asking. But seek. Because if you don't seek for this thing, you might miss it. God said, he said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, as the heavens are higher than the earth. Look at the distance between the heaven and the earth. He said, it's the distance between my plan and the plan you have for yourself. If I really literally in English, he says, this plan I have for your life is not what will readily occur to you. In other words, if you start guessing, you'll miss it. But the first point I want to bring out is they concentrated on what next? What next? Satan distracts us with these prayer points for what will I eat, what will I drink? Are you following what I'm saying here? And we don't go for the big picture. You look at the entire belief system of a person, he's believing God for money, for rent, for 6 months. No kingdom thought. It tells us, that's why I say that we don't just generate prayer. Because if you have to remember, then everybody just pray, 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 pray. Listen, focus. It says to every season, to every purpose, there's a time. There's a thing to every season, which means every season of your life, something is attached to it. God wants to do something. Lift your eyes over. All right, whether I'm driving the right car or not driving the right car. That's not the point. We made the mistake in that what people taught faith as was just a need centered in terms of, now God uses your need to trigger something, but it's not just to meet that particular need. So everything people just talk about there is just something small that is just going on in temporal without getting the big picture. So go there and say, God, what is your word? And you're going to stay with this and keep praying this throughout the fast there. So it tells us here, All right, Daniel found by books and then he prayed. If we look at Daniel chapter 9, in verse 20, we've read the beginning. And while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of people of Israel and presenting my supplication before the Lord God for a holy mountain, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I'd seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused, all right, to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation, and he informed me. Now, he brought information. And he talked with me and said, "Oh, Daniel, I am now come to give thee skill and understanding." So what happened was, as he started praying, angelic activity. That's why when the Bible tells about Cornelius, he was there fasting. We see also Peter also fasting there. Angelic activity is high. And what the angels are trying to bring is information to you concerning the words that God has given to you. How those things will come to pass. They've come to show you and to give you skill. They've come there to inform you concerning, right, that particular thing. And that's why you must be sensitive. That's why when the angel came through, I'm sure Peter and Barnabas, or I'm sorry, Paul and Barnabas, they weren't thinking about being separated unto the Gentiles. That's what was in their thinking when they were ministering unto the Lord. But God had the opportunity to say something to them and said, "Now move." Right? Same thing with Peter. It was while he was fasting that God said, "All right, now that you are in that position, let me show you something about this prophetic word." And began to bring, and he said he was rejecting it the third time, which meant it was difficult for him to step into God's plan there. So the angelic activity is there as you start praying. So the first thing you do is, we saw this last week, ask and keep asking. The Bible says we should persevere in prayer. Put up Ephesians 6:18. It talks about continuing and persevering in prayer. Prayer is not just something you offer once and forget. You persevere your prayer. Praying always, always, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto, which means watch to make sure there is all with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So you are persevering in the prayer there. You are pushing through in the prayer, not because, all right, God is hard of hearing. We've said this, it is His will there. And so you are praying grace out of the throne there into the earth. Angelic activity there, all right, to orchestrate events for the fulfillment of the prophecy that God has given to you.
Thank you for listening.